Here's the two-point try. Furch running left side. He's wide open. He's going in. He's going in. Bishop Garrigan takes the lead. 44-42 with less than 10 seconds to go. Unbelievable. Takes the snap. Back to throw. Here comes Trainer. Speaker unloads and is picked off. Sam Plaff has it again. He's across the 40, 35-30, 25-20. Sam Plaff down to the 15-yard line. Edwards with Gettinger on his right hip. He's back to throw. It's a four-man rush. Here comes Ludwig, and he strips the ball away. It's loose on the field, and Garrigan has recovered. Benji Trainer's on top of the football. A strip sack by Brody Ludwig. Furch hands off to Roffler. Big hole up the middle. Breaks a tackle. He's across the 30. Still fighting. He's to the 40. He's to the 35. Dragging a man down to the 34. Caden Roffler is going insane. And he's flexing his muscles. And he has the first down. Furch takes a seat on the football once again. The final 20 seconds are ticking away. And down goes Frazier. The defending champions have been unseated here in Algona, Iowa. Coach Wadley getting a hug from Coach Patterson along the sideline. And this is becoming more and more real with every passing second. Bishop Garrigan huddled up just at the edge of the UNI logo. And they're going to break the huddle here with 16 seconds left in the game as Roffler waves the crowd to get loud. Furch underneath center takes a seat on the football. And the final 10 seconds will tick away. The underdogs are underdogs no more. The wait is over, Bishop Garrigan. Your Golden Bears are state champions for the first time since 1985. Woodbine has won the opening coin toss, and the Tigers defer their choice in the second half, so we'll see the Bishop Garrigan offense that's averaging over 57 points per game on the field first. The Golden Bears, the number 4 ranked scoring offense in the A-player class, going up against the number 1 ranked Woodbine defense, only allowing 8.5 points per game. Kicking things off for Woodbine, Aiden Kanan. He and Sullivan share kickoff duties, and the 6-5 Kanan will now kick things away as Michael Joyce is back deep to receive, standing inside the 5-yard line, down to our right for Bishop Garrigan. Crowd is just starting to rise down beneath us. The anticipation crackling through the air here at the Uni Dome as there's one final chapter left in this high school football season. The 8-man championship is on the line as Kanan will kick it away and get us underway tonight. Joyce, 2 return touchdowns this year. Not a lot of chances to receive as he's back deep right now. Kanan boots it away, and this is returnable. Far side of the field, Joyce fields at the 5-yard line, stays in bounds, tiptoes the sideline across the 20, and he stepped out of bounds along the 25. Had a chance for a big return there, but he tried to tiptoe that yellow tape, and they'll mark him out actually back at the 20-yard line.
That was a fantastic kick. A lot of teams try to do that, and it doesn't work out. He tried to kick that ball to the very corner of the field, so Joyce had to go all the way to the sideline to get it. Joyce had to tiptoe the sidelines to keep it in, but it would have landed in bounds. That was a great kick.
Here comes quarterback Tate Furch and the Bishop Garrigan offense. Furch, 63 career touchdown passes, only 4 picks, and he's completing 66.6% of his passes this season. Starts off on the shotgun and gives to Marceau. Marceau probing, trying to drive the legs forward, and he runs into a brick wall. Met at the line of scrimmage as the tackle is made by Joe Friend. Maybe got 1 yard on that play out to the 21.
So the Woodbine defensive ends did a nice job of corralling Marceau, but they brought up their defensive back and put him on the outside of the line, just like another defensive end, knowing that Garrigan wasn't going to pass on that first one, and he's the one that ended up coming and closing and making that tackle.
Coach Wadley in the pregame really highlighted the Woodbine linebacker play as a key to their defense. Shotgun formation again as Joyce motions out of the slot. It's a read. Joyce takes it. He's got a crease to the 25. He twists his way forward out to about the 28-yard line, 2 yards shy of the line to gain. A good tackle of the hole that time for Woodbine, though, by Cal Pryor, preventing a big play.
You know, it's really fun in these end-of-season playoff games, championship games, to see how the speed is neutralized, because when you get to this point, everybody's fast. You can see Joyce, even with his elite speed, is not going to get out too often.
I formation for Bishop Garrigan. Third down and 1. Furch sneaks it off the right side, churning the legs forward. He got it. Not by much, but he got it. He picked up 2, moving the ball across the 30-yard line.
Great blocking up front as always. That is Caden Graves, the center for Bishop Garrigan. He usually gives up some poundage to the guys across from him because he's not the biggest lineman in the world, but he hits low and he hits hard.
Yeah, he's going up against the 6'3", 260-pound senior Jax Pryor, who's gotten some college looks as well for this Woodbine Tiger defensive line. Furch back in the shotgun. Marceau on his right hip. Marceau fakes right, now runs to the left, runs in the back of Matt Miller, and crawls his way forward for 1 yard. Not much doing there as Woodbine gummed that up at the line of scrimmage. Tackle made by Lucas Olson.
Gergen usually has such smooth motion in the backfield. By that time, Madden Miller was the pulling tight end. He came across the line from right to left, clear from the right side, and he didn't quite get there in time for Marso, and they kind of had a little bump in the backfield.
Second down and 9 for Bishop Gergen. Ball's at their own 31-yard line as we are underway here in the first quarter. 10 minutes on the clock. Furch from the shotgun runs right side. Gets a block by Marso. He is bumped. He tumbles forward out to the 35. Furch picks up 4 yards, but some good job with the end play by Woodbine, sort of running Marso into the quarterback Furch and causing him to stumble a bit there.
Tyler, you're seeing what you predicted. Their length on the defensive line is already having an effect. Watching the linemen, the Gergen offensive linemen are great at coming out and getting the push, but these lengthy linemen with their wingspans are really getting the hands on the linemen and moving the offensive linemen where they want them.
Yeah, Gergen has really not been able to dislodge that defensive line the same way they normally do, as the ball's on the right side hash. One receiver out to the right, that's Joyce as he comes in motion. Furch fakes it, he keeps it. Big hole across the 40, dives forward, and it depends on the spot. They're going to give it to him. Furch picked up the yardage he needed. A 5-yard carry on third down and 5.
Well, I love the little wrinkle in that play. The jet sweep motion, Joyce is coming across, but we don't always see the fake out of that. Great read by Furch, what we expect over 3 years of starting quarterback. Nice play, good blocking, but good speed by those defensive backs. That often goes for a touchdown, but defensive backs close that gap.
Brenner Sullivan making the tackle for Woodbine. There have been some holes, but they've closed fast. That's a great point you just made, Beanie, as Furch runs right side this time, gets blocked by Joyce, but coming off the block to make the tackle is Joe Friend. Boy, he disengaged from Joyce quickly, and he drops Furch for no gain.
Boy, Joe Friend made the very first tackle of the game on Ethan Marso, and he just kind of announced himself as a good tackler. He is fantastic. He gets to the ball fast, and he hits with some authority. He's going to be everyone's going home sore from this game, let's just say.
Bishop Gergen is across midfield. The ball's at the 39-yard line. Second down and 10. I formation. Furch is going to sneak it. He burrows his way forward, driving the legs and pumping the Pistons past the 35, down to the 33-yard line. How about a 6-yard chunk on a quarterback sneak to set up third down and 4?
Boy, how about Carter Schwab announcing his presence? He's a guy that's going to play some football in the future somewhere. He just did the old-fashioned, I guess, is it old-fashioned to say tush-push at this point? He just kept that pile moving. Carter Schwab using those legs to churn that pile forward.
Ball's on the right side hash again. Two tight ends with McGregor in the backfield. Marshall's out on the wing for Bishop Gergen. Extended handoff to McGregor. He's got a hole across the 30, and he's through to the 20, 15, 10. There goes C.J. McGregor. Touchdown, Bishop Gergen. What a cut in the open field as he gashes them for a big touchdown run, and Gergen strikes first.
C.J. McGregor, the sophomore, doing what he does. Boy, that is coaching. At the beginning of the season, he might have cut the wrong way or not read the blocks, but he's always been just such an elusive runner. Just a beautiful cut. He cuts from left to right behind his blocker, off to the races. Boy, he is a good one. He's going to be fun to watch in the future as well.
And he got some great blocking in front of him to move the linebacker Brenner Sullivan out of the play. So McGregor caps the drive with a touchdown. 2-point conversion. Furch is booting out to the right, but he rolls right into pressure, and Friend drops him in the backfield. Gergen is trying a little play fake there and roll to the right, but Friend Beanie read that the whole way and crushed Furch for a sack on that 2-point try.
Well, Joe Friend is functioning as what we call in the Gergen system in the days of yore, the monster back. He is going out there in the flat and is just as a heat-seeking missile. He's going wherever the ball goes, and Furch had no chance. Friend was all over him. He's been the player of the game so far for Woodbine.
Well, Bishop Gergen, they strike first on a 33-yard touchdown run by C.J. McGregor and take a 6-0 lead here on Hometown and Home Country Radio. Ethan Marshall to kick off the football as he's into it and he squibs it towards the right side. Ball bounces away from everyone, rolling towards the boundary, and it'll trickle out of bounds. Oh. Boy, that was a dangerous play. Cal Pryor for Woodbine was letting that ball go, and if that ball doesn't get out of bounds, Gergen recovers that and steals the possession, but it just hopped out of bounds at the last minute.
Yes, and I think Gergen had people there. I think they were just waiting to see who was going to get. I like the decision by Gergen to squib kick it, keep the ball out of the hands of the elite returners, but it didn't work out there as it goes out of bounds there. Unfortunately, Woodbine will get the ball with great field position here. Tyler, let's go back to that touchdown. That was exciting. I love it when Gergen does the I formation and has Ethan Marshall as a lead blocker. I think that's going to be key the rest of the game. Ethan Marshall, of course, tons of touchdowns. Fun to watch him run the ball. But as a sophomore, he was in the state championship game making huge holes, and that's what he did just there for C.J. McGregor.
Yeah, Ethan Marshall was the starting fullback prior to this season. This year, moved to tailback. Woodbine will start in a pistol formation for the 25-yard line as Pryor takes the snap. He'll fake to Moore's back to throw. Pressure off the edge by Schwab. Pryor's going to pull it down. He's to the 25-30 and pushed along the boundary by Joyce. Solid pickup by Pryor. They will give him about 10 yards, and they'll give him the spot. First down, Woodbine on the 10-yard carry.
I did not see Pryor run the ball very much in the semifinal game they played against Gladbrook Rhinebeck, but boy, he got out in the flats there, and he turned on the jets. Fastest guy for Garrigan, Michael Joyce, had to run him down. Pryor's got good speed as well. So, boy, these skills players for Woodbine, they have taken them to the state title game.
Yeah, Pryor's only carried the ball 46 times this season, but he scored 14 touchdowns in those 46 carries, averaging nearly 15 yards per carry. McGregor Shung blitz off the edge, but he falls down. Moore trying to get around the end. Moore is driving across the 40-yard line, churning the legs and picking up an 8-yard gain. They're going to show him blitz from the secondary there, but C.J. McGregor slipped a little bit, and they never really quite got aligned defensively.
And the defensive coach had it dialed up. I think they knew the play was going there, and C.J. was going right to that gap. But like you said, he slipped, and he hustles off the field right now as Garrigan makes subs. And Michael Joyce just leveled the official. They're going to call a timeout. Garrigan defense was scrambling, and Joyce was trying to get into position. He didn't see the official there and just ran over the official. That's not going to gather you any good feelings from the officials.
No, it is not, although it works as a nice little delay because Woodbine was trying to go tempo there and quick snap it on Garrigan. Pistol formation again. Back to throws Pryor. Zips it right side, and he has Bloom across the 30 and an ankle tackle by Furch. Good open field stop there, but Bloom moves the chains into Garrigan territory to the 27-yard line.
They're working fast, and that dink and dunk is going to be there because Garrigan is playing that five-person zone, and they are deep off the ball. So Woodbine has these short passes no problem if they want to pick their way down the field.
Three receiver formation with Wagner wide to the left. Swing pass Moore's in the flat. Hanging on for dear life is Matt Miller as Moore's twists 360 two times across the 25-yard line. He picks up three down to the 24.
That was a great open field tackle by Matt Miller. I didn't see who it was. It was probably the defensive end. Schwab perhaps was in the backfield, almost batted that ball down. But Matt Miller, very sure tackling the open field. That's a key to the game I left out. Open field tackling on these great receivers for Woodbine is going to be key. Nice job, Miller, there. Titan Troyer in there. He's a good open field tackler. Joyce, Furch, those are your D-backs.
More of a condensed formation. Two receivers stacked each side for Woodbine. They'll fake to Moore's. Running out to the right is Pryor. Gunning towards the end zone. He's got a man, but he overshot him. He had the 6'5" Kanan with a step on Madden Miller, but he threw it just a bit too far, and Bishop Garrigan catches the break as it's third down and seven.
Matt Miller was last week's semifinals player of the game, showing his versatility there. Remember, he was hurt and was out at least three games, maybe four this year. He's still kind of nursing that ankle a little bit, but I don't think he'd tell you he's 100%. No, he would tell you he's 100%, but I'll tell you he's not quite. But he was keeping up with that receiver, no problem there from his linebacker spot.
Reed is out to the left, Bloom slot right, and Wagner wide right. Pistol formation of Moore's in the backfield. Pryor back to throw. Guns at right side. He has Bloom again. Tiptoes along the sideline and has the first down. Bloom working across the field towards the near side, and Woodbine continues the drive for a 3rd-and-7 conversion.
Well, Bloom looks every bit the part of an elite receiver. He's got his pants hiked up all the way, not wearing any knee pads. He's got great footwork along the sidelines as he brings in that pass. He looks like he's been to plenty of football camps learning all the skills.
Yeah, Landon Bloom this year, 52 catches, 933 yards, and 22 touchdowns. A 4-star prospect as he's just a junior for Woodbine. Ball's on the right side hash. Moore's taking it, running to the wide side of the field, looking for a crease. He's across the 10. He tumbles to the 5-yard line, tripped up right there as Woodbine is knocking on the door. Second down and 3 from the 5 coming up.
Woodbine doing an excellent job of identifying Ethan Marceau. Ethan is the middle linebacker for Garrigan, and he is a wrecking ball in there. Garrigan trusts him so much at middle linebacker, they leave him all alone in space, and Ethan can kind of take on the entire offensive line. But they are doing a great job of recognizing him, double-teaming him, keeping him distracted and blocked long enough for Morse to get through that gap.
Titan Troyer making that last tackle for Bishop Garrigan. It'll be 2nd and goal. Make that 2nd and 3 from the 5. Woodbine can get a 1st down without a touchdown. Pistol formation again. Pryor takes the snap. He'll give to Moore's. Moore's for the middle. Great blocking, and Moore's cruises into the end zone, weaving his way through. And Woodbine has tied it at 6 with 5:26 left in the quarter. Great blocking that time from the interior offensive line.
Yes, good blocking. Garrigan's D line is definitely going to be challenged today. Garrigan's been very good at making adjustments. Linemen, both offense and defense, as we go, we start to see them kind of mixing up personnel, like right now on their goal line stand here for the point after. You got Carson Kramer, Moose is in there, Schwab in the middle to clog things up.
They were able to move Schwab out of that play as Woodbine will go for two. We're tied at six. Bloom goes in motion. Pryor's going to give it on the option. He pitches to Moores, but that play is bottled up by Titan Troyer. 3-yard loss on the two-point try as Troyer read that all the way. No good option for Pryor there. We stay tied at six. 5:26 left in the first from the UD Dome in the eight-man state championship game.